The following program is a presentation of the BeaverDamUSA.com network. Timber!
It's time for SEC Pigskin Picks, live from Catfish County, featuring Coach Billy Jack Gruber, Shelley Sizemore, and me, Professor Thorndike Sinclair. Thanks for joining us for Week 8 of SEC Pigskin Picks for 2013. I'm Professor Thorndike Sinclair, along with Coach Billy Jack Hoover. Last week, we were 6-1, running our record up to 54-10 for the year. But Coach, I've got to ask you, why are all your clothes the same color? Kind of washed out red. Even your hat and your sleeves and pant legs are 3 inches too short.
Well, Mrs. Coach Billy Jack Hoover is out of town for a couple of days, and I decided to help out and wash some clothes. So I put everything in the washing machine.
Everything?
Yep, even her new red dress and that favorite white sweater of hers. I like to never found enough stuff to get the dang thing full. I don't know why. She needs 3 or 4 loads to get all the clothes washed.
You've never done laundry, have you, Coach?
No, it wasn't that hard. Except it took the dang dryer a half day to get everything dry.
When's Mrs. Coach Billy Jack Hoover getting home?
About 15 minutes.
Ooh, I'm going to talk about a game, Coach, and then I'm getting out of here. Down in College Station, upstart Auburn visits Texas A&M. Last Saturday, the War Eagle picked apart Western Carolina in quarterback Jeremy Johnson's college debut. The freshman got the call to start on Friday after Auburn determined that QB Nick Marshall's knee wasn't fully recovered. When it was all over, Johnson led his team to a school record 701 yards of offense and threw for 4 touchdowns. Texas A&M, on the other hand, needed some fourth quarter heroics to outscore Ole Miss. Johnny Football suffered an injury early, but rallied the Aggies to victory by running for 124 yards and 2 touchdowns. Auburn is surprising everybody, while A&M is doing exactly what they were expected to do. Gotta go with the home team, Coach. A&M wins it.
I agree, Professor. Well, let me see what I can do with some of the rest of them. Down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama will continue to coast. This week, Arkansas is the victim. The Georgia coach Mark Richt has said that dog running back Todd Gurley is real close to a return. And Georgia desperately needs that to happen, but they won't need him to rebound against Vanderbilt in Nashville on Saturday. Across the river, LSU will beat struggling Ole Miss. Now, I'm still mad at myself for not picking Missouri to upset Georgia. So to make up for it, I'm going on record saying that Butch Jones will get his signature win and Tennessee will upset South Carolina. Remember, you heard it here first. Now let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll get Shelley Sizemore on the phone. I hope she's on her way to Columbia, Missouri for Missouri and Florida.
Let's see. Bacon, sweet tea, official Beaver Dam clothing. Yes, those are a few of my favorite things, especially the clothes. Of course, you can always go to BeaverDamUSA.com and shop. And if you live close to Cleveland, Tennessee, you can get the same tank tops and t-shirts at Lee's Used Books and Media, right there at 204 Grove Avenue behind Save-A-Lot. Just tell them Shelley Sizemore sent you. Lee's Used Books and Media at 204 Grove Avenue in Cleveland is your headquarters to buy, sell, and trade used books, CDs, DVDs, video games, and gaming systems. As a leading provider of used books and media, Lee's takes pride in offering the best product at a low cost. That's Lee's Used Books and Media behind Save-A-Lot in Cleveland. Visit them Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Lee's Used Books and Media.
Welcome back to SEC Pigskin Picks. We're joined now by Miss Shelley Sizemore, who's on her way to Columbia, Missouri for Missouri versus Florida. Shelley, dare I ask how it's going?
Good, Coach. I just had my truck detailed. It's clean as a whistle and it smells like strawberries.
What'd you do? Win the lottery?
Yep.
What?
$975,276.99 after taxes. It took me nearly all day to find enough good charities to give it to.
You won nearly $1 million and you gave it all away?
Of course not. Don't be silly.
For a minute there, I thought...
I kept $276.99. I was going to keep more, but people started calling me from all over the world, claiming to be cousin this and cousin that. Some man called me from France and said his name was Pierre-Louis Le Sizemore.
Have you ever heard of such? When I told him I only had $14.75 left, well, let's just say that now I know where the term, pardon my French, comes from.
Talk about the game, Shelley.
Well, Missouri's upset win over Georgia was bittersweet for the Tigers, who lost hotshot quarterback James Franklin for the rest of the regular season. Now, the Missouri offense must be completely retooled. Keep in mind, though, that Missouri is 16th in the country in rushing yards, and they're playing with confidence. Meanwhile, this game is suddenly a must-win for Florida if they want to compete for the conference title after losing to LSU last week. Will Muschamp's offense continues to look for an identity, and they'd better find one soon. This game is going to be backup quarterback against backup quarterback, and Florida's backup has more experience. The Gators pull it out.
Thanks, Shelly. All right, go visit BeaverDamUSA.com and follow me on Twitter at CoachBillyJ. And follow Shelly at C-H-E-L-Y Sizemore. Now give me 20, slackers.
The light is green. Get back in your car. No, you are not my cousin. I never saw you before in my life. More money, more problems. Sounds like he was French, too.
This has been a presentation of the BeaverDamUSA.com network.